The Osgood File, sponsored by Dell. It's Small Business Month, and Dell is saying thank you with up to 40% off business PCs with Intel Core processors. Call a Dell Small Business Advisor today at 877-BUY-DELL. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Man cannot live on bread alone, at least without getting fat. But a new generation of bakers plans to change that. More after this from Charlie. A bakery in San Francisco is trying to reform the way bread is made.
As long as I'm making bread, there's always something new for me to learn.
CBS's John Blackstone talked with Chad Robertson, the co-owner and chief bread baker at Tartines.
What most of this country's been eating is a really refined, you know, fast-processed bread that just, it doesn't have much flavor and it doesn't have much nutrition.
To make better bread, he uses something that, for now, is hard to find in America. Freshly milled flour.
It's a much fresher, sort of stronger flavor and aroma. Depending on what grains we're using and what kind of bread we're making, will give you this very flavorful, really digestible, highly nutritious loaf of bread in the end.
And there are scientists like Dr. David Killalay who say it's high time we moved away from processed white flour.
There's not much there. It's mostly sugar.
Because it's been stripped of its nutrition for the sake of longer shelf life.
Looking at the iron, copper, zinc, calcium, and there's a really big difference when you go from all-purpose, which doesn't have very many of those minerals, to the whole grain, which has much more of it.
The bakers at Tartines say it is time to change the priorities of the milling process from shelf life to nutrition. And that may mean grinding your own wheat.
Coffee is a really good example that I always go back to. I mean, 20 years ago, would you think that everyone would be grinding coffee fresh in their house?
Of course, we all know what a cup of coffee costs now, but Robertson sounds pretty confident.
Really, all you have to do is taste it, and then it's pretty easy after that.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.